Thank you, Pastor, for letting me preach. I'm going to do something slightly different tonight. Look at this. At Jubilee, let's get this down. At Jubilee, what is this thing doing? At Jubilee, Brother Randy Sutherland preached, and he was preaching. He was talking about how his mom wouldn't let him, I think it was Brother Randy. He was talking about how his mom wouldn't let him wear cowboy boots to church. He was like, but Brother Baloo does, and he's a preacher, and I'm just saying, I'm wearing cowboy boots now, so
amen.
Just saying, but like what Pastor says, you can joke. I like that. I'm going to be preaching out of Isaiah 53 for my start. Let's pray. Dear Father, I thank you today. I pray that you would give me the words you want me to say. I pray that you would help me. I pray that you would just use me and just help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to go start and read Psalms 53 real fast. Well, not real fast. I'm going to try not to read it real fast. Probably will, though. I have that really bad habit of speaking really fast, so. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. He is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison in judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He made his grief with the wicked, grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Amen.
Last week, I went up to Indiana to help my oldest brother move. He was moving from Connecticut to Indiana. And on the way back, I was sitting, long car ride, bored. And this is definitely one of my favorite passages of scriptures. And it's definitely floats around in my mind a lot. So I was thinking, I'm just going to do a short, outline. Just one point on each verse going through it. And the first one, the two verses, he was rejected.
Yes.
We rejected him.
Amen.
Verses 3 through 4, or verse 3, he wasn't esteemed. The verse 1 through 3, we rejected him. Verse 4 through 5, he was afflicted. Verse 6, he was our payment. We rejected him, but he paid for our sins anyway. I think that's pretty cool, how we can just reject God and pretty much spit in his face, yet he still was our payment. He still paid for us.
Yeah.
Not only the payment, but he willingly died for us.
That's right. Yes.
Then in verse 8, he asked a question. He asked, who would tell others about him? Who would say, here am I, use me?
Yeah.
Like that's our theme for the year, Pastor says, here am I, use me. Who's going to tell others about the Lord? he was undeserving of death. It says how he didn't deserve to die, but he did die for us. In verse 10, he was pleasing to God, and how his death pleased God. In 11, it changed from he was to he is sufficient. Jesus is all we need. We don't need anything else. In verse 12, he's uplifting. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That's just a short outline that I did on that. That's just one of, I'm pretty much going to be preaching about two things. That's just one of them. I liked it, so I figured, hey, I would share it. My family has the opportunity to serve out at Camp Sunrise. It's a small Christian camp. And one of the biggest things that we do that no one really notices, well, I guess they do notice, but no one thinks about, is how much cleaning it takes from cleaning from the beginning of one camp, at the end of the camp, and at the beginning of the next camp. And there's a lot of cleaning involved. And the bathrooms are surrounded with FRP and sheets, FRP sheets. And those things, all the steam from the bathrooms, because they're just concrete bathrooms, at the end of the week, they get pretty disgusting. So one of my jobs is I go and clean it all out. And kind of like car rides, cleaning is really boring to me. I'm sitting there, I'm wiping, I'm serving the Lord, but I'm just like, I'm there, but my mind is like way somewhere else. And last time I was doing it, I was thinking about Isaiah 53. And I looked down, and I sometimes will get distracted, and I started reading the bleach bottle. I should have been cleaning, but I started reading the bleach bottle. And I was thinking how much of a illustration a bleach bottle could be used as. Just bleach. Like, for example, on the bleach bottle, it says the original. It's actually, we use Clorox. So the original bleach. I was thinking, you know what else is original? The blood of Jesus. That's the original and only way to heaven. There's no way to heaven but through the him. It's the original. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But by me. He's the only way to heaven. I was talking to Brother Stringer. I think it was day two or three of that first house we did. We were gutting out an old mobile home. And he started spraying the roof. I was like, what are you doing there? And he was like, I'm using America's number one cleaner. Bleach. And about that, bleach kills the flu virus. Well, the blood of Jesus kills our sin virus. It says in John, let me find it. I marked it, just got to find it. Marking it and finding it are two different things. John 1, verse 29 says, that's not the right one. Wait, yes it is. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes. Jesus' blood, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. It'll cure the sin virus. What did that one girl at VBS say? I've got a sin problem. I got to fix it. We've got to fix it. That's the only way to fix it is with Jesus' blood. Amen. We were sick with sin, but the blood of the Lamb of God cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Another thing about bleach I noticed, it wasn't on the bottle. Actually, I totally forgot. I got a bleach bottle. So, it leaves a mark. If I were to take this bleach bottle and spray it on my suit coat, it's going to leave a big old white spot right there. When I was in Indiana, my sister-in-law, Courtney, she was doing a little laundry. She wasn't paying attention. And with a brand new shirt, I leaned forward over the washing machine, and there was a puddle of bleach and ruined a brand new blue shirt with a big old blue splotch on it. Bleach leaves a mark.
Yes, it does.
And once you get saved, and once you are washed in the blood of Christ, it leaves a mark on you. It says in Samuel 10, verse 11, And it came to pass when all, this is talking about Saul, when Saul, King Saul, when he was first anointed, it says, And when they came thither unto the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass when them that knew him before saw him, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, What is this that came unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? Was talking about, they didn't even recognize him. He was a new man. The blood of Jesus left a mark on him. And once you're saved, the blood of Jesus, and it should be a noticeable mark. That white on Courtney's shirt, that was noticeable. Like, That it like she it was like a big sign, like, hey, I met with Bleak. So that's one thing. Bleach whitened that blue. If you have a red shirt, it'll whiten it. Right? The Bible says in Isaiah 1 verse 18, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. For though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as snow. Hey. Bleach leaves a white, leaves turns whatever it is white. In the blood of Jesus will make our hearts white as snow. Amen. Now, I got something else. This over here has a little, I mean, they look, they're both blue, you know, they're both spray bottles, they look a lot alike, right? But this one's bleach, and this one's ammonia. And when you mix bleach and ammonia, you get what's pretty close to what's called mustard gas, which, it's really close. It was what, in World War I, it was one of the number one chemical weapons in World War I. So when you mix these two chemicals, ammonia and bleach, it creates a gas that'll kill you, right?
Yeah.
And if you try to make another religion with Jesus, it's going to kill you. It ain't going to work. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ alone. I thought that was pretty cool. Mom, didn't you say you did that once? Yeah, she mixed them and almost killed herself. Yeah, don't do it. That's not smart. At the end of John 14:6, no man comes to the Father but by me. This ain't going to get you to heaven. Only Jesus is going to get you to heaven. But I did find one difference between bleach and Jesus. Well, more than one, really. But you can have too much bleach. If you make solution, you know, about 10%, I think is what we use at camp. If you use 100% bleach, that's going to be too much bleach. But I tell you, you can't have too much Jesus. You cannot have too much of his word. You might say, okay, I get Jesus will wash away my sin and kill the sin virus, but, you know, why should I care? Well, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means everyone in this building is dying and going to hell. But you're saying, well, what can I do about that? The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy heart the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
There was another difference. There's some stains on the FRP that they're there for good. No matter how much scrub you can do with a rag and bleach, it's not going away. Like, I've scrubbed for a long time trying to get it away. But I'll tell you what, there's no sin that you've done that Jesus can't wash away. There's no sin too great and no sinner too small. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I've grown church my whole life, but, like, I know some people, my dad for one, when he wasn't saved, before he was saved, he wasn't the best guy ever. But no matter what he did, no matter what anyone can do, the blood's sufficient.
Amen.
So, I thought that was pretty cool.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.